Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, North Korea is my home country. The following is a summary of one of many interviews conducted by Refugees International. All the interviews are available at refugeesinternational.org. Their staff conducted these interviews in China, North Koreans in China. This was sometime in 03 or 04. The interviews were conducted through an interpreter. For reasons of security, Refugees International did not attempt to obtain or record the real names of any individuals. You will note also the absence of any fancy wording. For North Korea, all you have to do is tell the facts. Interview one is of a male, age 34. His place of origin is Hwaryang, in the northeastern portion of North Korea. He first arrived in China, June 2003. 3 years ago, he was employed as a driver, but then he got sick with a liver problem and was laid off. Even when you go to the hospital, there are no medicines, he says. His wife is good at needlework that they sell in North Korea. She can make about 15,000 North Korean won in 45 days of work. Because he doesn't work in a factory, he doesn't get food, except on the leader's birthday or holidays. His daughter goes to kindergarten but must bring her own food to school. It's his first time to China. The manager of the local church has known him for years because the manager often goes over into North Korea. He came to China because his house faced difficulties in surviving. He says, "I came to get help and to study the Bible." He came to China with another North Korean man on a secret route. He'll go back to North Korea tonight to bring back Bibles. He wants to stay in North Korea. His first impression of China? Freedom. At that point, he begins to cry. "Honestly speaking, I don't want to go back, but North Korea is my home country." He might return to China alone or with his close friends, but not with his family. There is radio in North Korea, but no international news. In some places, the TV can receive Chinese stations. After the new economic reform, the situation got worse. It then worsened further when SARS started. Some people have committed suicide because the situation is so hard. His relatives went for a trip, and one of them, a woman, committed suicide. Before SARS, he could get 1 kilogram of rice for 150 won. The price increased to 300 won per kilo. Now it's down to 250 won per kilo. He has not had any problems with the Chinese authorities. If you come to China for food, the penalty in North Korea is 1 to 6 months of prison. For meeting with foreigners, a person could be sentenced to death. If someone gets caught with Bibles, he or she will be sentenced to death. He knows many people who have been put in prison for getting food in China. "I ask you to work for freedom of the North Korean people. I want political and religious freedom. In the law, we have freedom, but that's not the reality." Well, you know, friends listening today, that last paragraph is for us. Let's work indeed for their freedom, beginning on our knees. And I trust that you will join with us in the constant prayers. There are special days throughout the year, special weeks, even months of praying for North Korea. God has heard his people. He is going to answer. He will not neglect or ignore his people. He knows exactly what he is doing. He'll do it right. He'll do it when it's time. But keep praying. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, Land of Morning Calm.